Outrage, upset and even legal grounds are being raised Canada-wide over an order for a BC ostrich farm to kill its 400 birds. An avian flu outbreak was declared at Universal Ostrich in Edgewood Deck. 31. Believed to have come from a flock of ducks that landed at the farm, the flu killed approximately 10% of the ostrich, which are used for science, not for meat. The ostrich are doing amazing, said Katie Pasitny, daughter of Karen Esperson, who owns Universal Ostrich with her partner Dave Balinski. You wouldn't even believe that these are the ostrich that they want all destroyed by February 1 and disposed of. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency has issued the cull order, which is being challenged by the public, the farm and now a lawyer, which Universal Ostrich has retained. A federal court judge has now put a freeze on the cull order as a judicial review is set to take place on CFIA's decision. Pasitny said they are seeing support from as far as Abbotsford in Alberta, with dozens who visited the farm January 24 to protest when CFIA was reportedly on site. There is also a planned convoy from the Okanagan out to Edgewood for February 1. Along with the public and a lawyer, Universal Ostrich has animal justice on its side. The group sent the Morning Star a statement calling the CFIA's order heavy-handed. When discussing the outbreak, Dr. Scott Wees, a highly respected professor at the Ontario Veterinary College, noted mass culls may no longer be the best approach given that H5N1 influenza is now endemic, especially in situations where risk of transmission is reduced, the statement reads. To combat the growing threat of bird flu, the root causes of disease in industrial farming must be addressed in order to protect both animal and human health. Animal justice lawyer and executive director Camille Labchik says the ostrich shouldn't be forced to pay for the failures of factory farming. She says a broken system has led to avian flu outbreaks. Like all animals, these ostriches are not mere disposable items, Labchik said. Mass culls are not a solution to systemic issues that encourage highly infectious diseases to thrive. A mass letter-writing campaign is also underway, with residents from all over the province penning their upset with the cull order. Since breaking the details of this story, the Morning Star has received dozens of letters. Like that of James Hebert, who writes, "If they want to totally eliminate bird flu everywhere, you would have to kill all the birds, wild ones included. Which is insane. Killing these ostriches is not going to help, and this action makes no sense." Pasitny says the support has come from media, organizations and citizens worldwide. Standing together to help fight for change for the farms around the world and animals with mass culling not working, she said. How can we turn a blind eye to science and research being offered at the vaccine stage to the Canadian government and they have no interest in it? We are not at the beginning stages. We have this ready to be used to start helping animals and farms from losing everything.